Welcome to the final week, week six of the Dream Ignition program. I really hope you've enjoyed and been inspired and motivated by this dream journey we have been on together. I trust that you are dreaming with God more and that you are beginning to see an increase of testimonies from your dreams. Today we will finish this coaching program by connecting to new levels of hope and rest. I remember one particular point in my own life where I was needing fresh hope for a certain dream. I received a card in the post from a friend. In bold, bright yellow letters on the card, the words, "Something wonderful is about to happen," were printed. What hope those words carried for me. They buoyed me up and brought new momentum in my dream journey. Hope is the joyful expectation that good is coming. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says, "Hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts." I heard someone say recently, any God who is willing to send his son to die for us is going to keep on being incredibly good towards us. Hope is an unshakable trust that God is working everything out for good in our lives. As we take action steps towards our dreams, we need an underlying belief that good things are on the way. In Psalm 23, it says, "Goodness chases after us all the days of our life." God is always finding amazing ways to ambush us with his goodness. A practical way of upgrading our hope levels as we dream is by declaring God's promises to us. When we were doing our future diary entries in week two, I encourage you to read them out loud. This is because there is life in the power of your tongue, Proverbs 18 verse 21. As we speak out the promises of God over our lives, it activates greater hope for our dreams and begins to bring our current conditions into alignment with the Word of God. Here are a few promises relating to your dreams that you can write down ready for our first activation. God richly supplies all my needs. My dreams matter to God. I know my God and I do exploits with him. My prayers are powerful and effective. There is always a solution. I am overflowing with hope for my future. In a moment, turn off the audio and think about the dream or dreams you are pursuing at the moment. Ask yourself these questions. Which of the declarations you have written down applies to your dream? How does it apply? Think and write down other declarations of truth from God's Word that will increase your hope for your dreams. When you have written these down, read them out loud. Try doing this daily. Turn the audio off now and spend 10 minutes on this activation. Welcome back. In my introduction to the Dream Ignition program, I drew your attention to the truth that God is currently unlocking doors of opportunity and favour for us, but we don't have to force this or try and make it happen. As we dream, we partner with God in activating our dreams, but we also rest in His ability to bring about the dreams. One of the ways we rest is reminding ourselves that we are sons and daughters. It's important that we recognise what resting feels like, and this final activation will do this. Brennan Manning was an American author and priest, and he wrote a prayer called Abba Father. We're going to use the first line of his prayer to connect with rest and peace. In a moment, turn the audio off and find somewhere quiet. Spend 5 minutes focusing on your breathing. As you inhale, say Abba Father. And as you exhale, say I belong to you. Turn the audio off now and enjoy this encounter with Father God. Welcome back. I am praying that you will have just experienced a deep rest and peace. I would encourage you to do this or something similar daily and notice how it increases rest and peace in your heart, mind and emotions. We've come to the end of this Dream Ignition program, but if you would like to go deeper in dreaming with God and develop more strategies for this, please get in touch by emailing me at joy@dreamscoaching.org. I love coaching individuals and couples in their dreams, and I also run workshops. I can do this online and face to face. So for more information, check out my website, www.dreamscoaching.org. My prayer and desire for you is that you pursue the adventures that dreaming with God brings, and that you live the extraordinary life that Father planned for you before the foundation of the world. Thanks for listening, and I release favour on your dreams.